From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's president invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Cairo for talks Monday. A statement said he'll seek ways to preserve the rights of Palestinians to establish an independent state. Meanwhile, protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one held in Pakistan's port city of Karachi. The Arab League Saturday called on the U.S. to reverse its position on Jerusalem. Jordan's foreign minister Ayman Safadi said the League rejected the U.S. position, saying it contradicts international legitimacy. The White House Sunday expressed disappointment over the Palestinian decision to cancel a planned meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on the Fox News Sunday broadcast, defended the decision on Jerusalem as the right thing to do.
We didn't set any parameters. We didn't say this was the final status. What we said is we're going to do like we do in every other country, and we're going to put the embassy in its capital, and we're going to continue and are going to continue that fact that we are as committed to the peace process as we've ever been before.
In Paris, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met French President Emmanuel Macron.
Et je partage totalement ce qu'a dit
who called on the Israeli leader to offer confidence-building measures toward Palestinians, perhaps including freezing Jewish settlements. Mr. Netanyahu, now in Brussels, said the sooner the Palestinians accept Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the sooner the two sides can reach peace. Kenya's opposition says it delayed plans for inauguration ceremony for its leader Raila Odinga, who lost an election in October, to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. The attorney general said last week a mock swearing-in could amount to charges of treason. This is VOA News. In Iraq Sunday, celebrations over the defeat of Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi looked on as troops marched in formation in Baghdad. It was a momentous development, said former Ambassador James Jeffrey, who just returned from the region.
First of all, Iraq has saved itself. The U.S. and the coalition provided a lot of help, to be honest. In the beginning, so did the Iranians, but it was Iraqi soldiers from the Peshmerga, to the regular army, to even these militias that took back their country from ISIS.
Iraqi forces recaptured the last area still under IS control along the Syrian border Saturday, marking an end to a three-year struggle that saw the Sunni insurgency take control of about one-third of the country. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said his ruling Socialist Party swept nearly all mayoral elections held Sunday amid an opposition boycott. Mr. Maduro also said the opposition should be barred from taking part in next year's presidential election. Raul Sanchez Uribarri, an analyst at Australia's La Trobe University, said this underscores the terrible year for democracy in that South American country.
Venezuela has become an authoritarian regime and dictatorship, and Maduro is clinging to power in different ways. Certainly, he wouldn't want to go to an election that would most likely lose if it were remotely free and fair and if he was facing competitive candidates.
The opposition, which blames the country's economic crisis on government policy, said it refused to take part in what they called an election system rigged by a dictator. In Honduras, the country's electoral tribunals had a partial recount of the disputed November 26 presidential election there, preserved a lead by incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez over his leftist opponent, entertainer Salvador Nasralla. It's unclear how many votes were recounted. A delay in the vote count has sparked criticism that the vote was being manipulated. In Sweden, police arrested three suspects in a failed arson attempt at a Jewish synagogue in the second largest city, Gothenburg. The arrests came after a burning object was thrown at the building, which did not catch fire. Some 20 Jewish young people were at the scene at the time and briefly took shelter. No injuries were reported. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to tell Parliament Monday there's a new sense of optimism in talks on leaving the European Union. After striking an initial agreement last week, the two sides will meet again in a summit Thursday with the aim of finalizing the Brexit deal to end their relationship after more than 40 years. Saudi Arabia Monday said public cinemas will be allowed back in the country for the first time in more than 35 years, possibly as early as March. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman announced earlier that women would be allowed to drive themselves beginning in June. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.